Bachelor Kisses, written by Nick Earls and read by Francis Greenslade. Rick will wake in half an hour or so. He will wake slowly, uncoil the stiff morning grumpiness from his body, and shuffle round the corner to the Cat and Fiddle shops, where he will buy the Sunday Mail and croissants. Jen will sleep late. I heard a man in her room as I left the house. A man's breathing. The usual kind of man's breathing that comes from her room. The breathing of a man who has played too much rugby union, has too much bone in the front part of his head, has had his nose pushed back into his paranasal sinuses too many times, and grunts and snuffles his way through slow, dumb dreams of rucks and mauls and things that might have been. Where does she find these men? To approach it from another angle entirely, why do I stereotype them? What do I get out of dismissing as prehensile every man who finds his way into her bed? Sure, they're all big across the shoulders. Sure, they all seem to have their eyes set a little further back under the fronts of their skulls than most of us. And if some of them were even slightly less hensile, they'd be grooming Jen affectionately for fleas. But most of them are functional, or at least able to handle things like uni, jobs, and routine social interaction as well as anyone else. Perhaps, as the most adjacent representative of small-shouldered men, I take it as some slight that her taste directs her only to men of size. Perhaps I'm spending too much time in psychiatry. Perhaps I should leave Jen's head alone and work on my own. Perhaps I should be getting my mind onto the day ahead of me. It's 7:50 a.m. It's a dazzling late summer Sunday, and I should still be in bed. In bed with the day sneaking in through the Venetians. My mind should be on nothing more complicated than rolling over to face away from the sun. I should have 30 minutes more sleep before Rick beats on my door on his way to the toilet, says, "Wakey, wakey, hands off, snakey," in an accent he fondly imagines is German.